From Tidbits on April 4th, 2016, this is iBooks with iCloud Drive is Unreliable and Confusing, written by Michael E. Cohen. First off, let me say that some users have had no problems with the latest versions of iBooks that Apple delivered with OS X 10.11.4 and iOS 9.3.1, that is, iBooks 1.5 for Mac and 4.7 for iOS. However, I am not one of those lucky users. And judging from various discussions in Apple's support communities, I'm not alone. Here's what Apple promises from the support document: sync EPUB, iBooks AuthorBooks, and PDF files with iBooks and iCloud. You can use iClouds and iBooks and iCloud Drive to sync EPUB, iBooks, iBooks AuthorBooks, and PDF files so that you can access them on all of your devices. After you turn on iCloud Drive, all files automatically upload to iCloud. Any EPUB, iBooks AuthorBook, or PDF file that you add to your iBooks library later also automatically upload to iCloud. Well, sounds nifty, doesn't it? If you have iCloud Drive enabled and sufficient storage for your library, you can forego the iTunes syncing dance. Just plop a book, even a PDF, into your iBooks library, supposedly on any of your devices, and it becomes available to all your other devices. Who wouldn't want such a streamlined syncing system? I certainly would. For one thing, I regularly make EPUBs, and the ability to check layout, for example, on my various devices, which include a Mac, an iPad Air, an iPhone 6 Plus, and an ancient iPad 2, without having to sync these devices via iTunes, sounds wonderful. And it would be, if everything worked as Apple says it should. Reality, however, begs to differ. With its latest iterations of iBooks, Apple has cooked up a gallimaufre of inconsistencies and unreliabilities. Enabling iCloud Drive iBooks interaction. The confusion begins with enabling the feature. When you first launch iBooks after updating your iOS device or Mac, the app offers you the opportunity to enable iCloud Drive for your iBook library. If you don't do so at that time, however, it's hard to find out how to do so subsequently. In fact, the answer can be deduced from the support document mentioned above, a link to which also appears in the initial screen. Although finding that document is an exercise in online searching once you dismiss that screen. Furthermore, once you do find that support document, you'll discover that it offers no direct information about how to enable the iCloud Drive feature. Instead, the first thing you run across is how to disable it. From that, however, you can figure out where the necessary settings are to turn on iCloud Drive integration with iBooks. On the Mac, look for the setting in System Preferences, iCloud, iCloud Drive Options. In other words, you open System Preferences, click iCloud, click the Options button beside the iCloud Drive in the list of iCloud features, click Documents on the Options dialog that appears, and look for the iBooks entry in the list of apps that store documents in iCloud Drive. In iOS, the option is in Settings, iCloud, iCloud Drive. If you tap your way down that path, you'll find an iBooks entry in the list of apps that use iCloud Drive. The iBooks entry has a switch you can turn on that enables iBooks integration with iCloud Drive. After you turn on iCloud Drive integration with iBooks on your iOS device, the next time you open the iBooks app, it asks you if you want to use iCloud Drive. If you decline the offer, the switch in the Settings app is turned back off. Uploading irritations. I have only my own impatience to blame. I downloaded the OS X and iOS updates as soon as they became available. And once I had installed them, I immediately enabled iCloud Drive integration with iBooks. Naturally, Apple servers were being hammered by millions of users all fetching the latest updates. So the transfer of my iBooks library from my Mac to iCloud Drive was understandably slow. However, there was little indication of how much time it would take to finish, or of how many items remained to be uploaded. A progress icon did appear from time to time on the toolbar, seemingly at random, but the information it provided was both uninformative and misleading. When I looked at iBooks on one of my iOS devices during this upload period, I saw thumbnails appear, disappear, and shift around in a seemingly haphazard fashion. Even after waiting several hours, iBooks on my iOS device no longer matched what I saw on my Mac. I had to terminate iBooks manually and relaunch it on the device to see this current state of affairs. What I saw wasn't pretty. My All Books collection, which I had sorted by recent, showed all the books in my library that were not on my device, as indicated by download icons on their thumbnails. I had to scroll down past dozens of books to reach the most recently read book that was on my device. What's more, the arrangement of books in my various collections was scrambled, no longer matching the careful shelf order in which I had once placed them. Furthermore, many books, and I could find no pattern that predicted which, were no longer on my device, but instead were marked as available for download from iCloud. When I turned on Hide iCloud Books in the Collections menu on my iPhone, for example, I saw many fewer books listed than had been there before the migration to iCloud Drive. Corruption issues. Because one of the books I was in the midst of reading, and I usually have several going at once, was no longer on my iPad Air, I tapped its download icon. Within seconds, the download was complete, and when I tapped to open the newly downloaded book, it opened to where I had left off. So far, so good. Or not. When I went to download another book, one that I had not read in a while, a tap seemed to download it. But when I tapped it again to open the book, I saw a message telling me that there was not enough storage space to install it. Absurd, because my iPad had more than 10 gigabytes free, and the book itself was less than 1 megabyte in size. When I dismissed the message, the download icon reappeared on the book. I went to my Mac, found the book, and opened it there, and it opened with no problem. I went back to my iPad and tried again, and again I saw the same message. I then dragged the book out of my iBooks library on my Mac, deleted the book from the library, and then dragged the copy I had just made back into iBooks. On my iPad, the book was gone. Although iBooks on the iPad had registered the deletion, it couldn't see the newly installed copy. So I force-quit iBooks, and when I restarted the app again, the new copy appeared after a couple of seconds. This time, I could download it and open it with no problem. Sadly, I encountered the same out-of-space error on a number of books I tried to download. As many of half of those as I tried. I could only conclude that the initial upload of my books to iCloud from my Mac had corrupted something. The only way I was able to fix this was to remove and reinstall every book in my Mac's iBooks library, one collection at a time. So I would, step one, display a collection. Two, select all the books and drag them into a Finder folder to copy them. Step 3. Wait for that copying to finish, and then in iBooks, delete all the books in the collection. Step 4. Wait for the deletions to finish, and then drag the copies from the Finder back into the now empty window for the current collection in iBooks. Step 5. Wait for iBooks to finish uploading the copies back to iCloud, and then empty the Finder folder in preparation for the next collection. Step 6. Repeat steps 1 through 5 for the next collection. This process took me most of the day. But when I was done, I had no more issues with downloads on my iOS devices. And it had only cost me a day of uncompensated labor. Insurmountable obstacles. Since then, I have continued to explore what the new iBooks apps have to offer, and what I have found is disheartening. A cavalcade of problems for which I have yet to find solutions. iTunes syncing. The book's syncing pane for iOS devices has become almost completely unusable for me. It lists only 133 books of the more than 700 items I have in my iBooks library. For the most part, it seems to list only books that are iBooks store purchases. But one or two books from other sources also appear. When I removed and reinstalled my books, as I just described, I was heartened to see my non-iBooks store books begin to show up once again in the syncing pane. However, As soon as I quit and relaunched iTunes, those books vanished again, and once more, iTunes only showed me a fraction of my actual iBooks library. Collections, notes, and bookmark syncing. I mentioned earlier that when I downloaded a book from iCloud, it remembered my last read location. However, after a few days, iBooks on both Mac and iOS seems to have lost the capability to sync the last read location among my devices. And not only that, iBooks no longer syncs book collections, manually placed bookmarks, and notes among devices. I would write that off to a problem with iCloud Drive, but a colleague who has yet to enable iCloud Drive with her installation of iBooks has seen the same thing. In the past, iBooks occasionally hiccuped when syncing these kinds of data. But as of this writing, the hiccup has become complete lung failure. The problem may clear up tomorrow, but I am not holding my breath. iPad 2. Old and creaky as it is, my iPad 2 has in the past been able to handle iBooks. I use the device for testing as a secondary reading device. Alas, that's no longer true when it comes to iBooks with iCloud Drive integration. Every time iBooks attempts to list my iCloud Drive book holdings, the app simply and unceremoniously quits. With iCloud Drive unable to work on the iPad 2, and with iTunes syncing currently broken, I have no way to get books onto the device other than by sideloading them with OpenIn from a web or Dropbox download or an email attachment. The iPad 2, unfortunately, is too old for AirDrop to be an option. PDF viewing. This, compared to the other problems, is only a minor irritation, but still a real one for users who rely on Adobe Reader or another third-party PDF viewer. Previously, when you opened a PDF from iBooks on the Mac, the PDF opened in whatever app you had specified as the default for PDFs. Not anymore. With iBooks 1.5, PDFs open in Apple's Preview regardless of the default PDF app you specify on your Mac. As far as I've been able to ascertain, there is no workaround. Final words. iBooks with iCloud Drive integration is a great idea, executed atrociously. Even without iCloud Drive integration, the latest iBooks apps remain embarrassing examples of poor quality control. They're Schrodinger apps built atop a Heisenberg engine that is unreliable, unpredictable, and dangerous to use if you value the contents of your ebook library. I am willing to forgive Apple occasional minor flaws in software when it re-engineers an app to provide important new features. But what Apple has provided in these latest iBooks updates is simply unforgivable. Unfortunately, there seems to be no way for a user to address these problems. But if you rely heavily on iBooks and have not yet updated to OS 10 and 10.11.4 and iOS 9.3.1, I suggest you wait. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcasts, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen. Thanks for listening.